thorns, like so. And they're something you don't want to mess with, and they grow wild, and they tear the heck out of your pasture because they grow, they multiply so bad. But that makes very good barbecue wood, and you can cut them down, and when they're green, and leave them stacked, and by the wintertime, you've got some good firewood. And the place down the road where we have the cattle is just loaded with weed sacks. So if I was going to start a fire, that's what it would be. But I have a brother-in-law who gets oak and makes his fire.
What about the kind of wood? Maybe it's pine, but it lights real easily. It's got a lot of rosin in it.
Okay, I guess I don't know. Because the only wood we mess with around here is weed sacks.
Do you ever hear of kindling?
Apricot.
Yes.
Kindling. Now, I heard that. We don't use that word very much anymore, but that's what we used a whole lot when you had the wood stoves. Mm-hmm. Put some kindling in. Now, instead of kindling, we use corn cobs. We have a wood stove out in the shed out in the back in the wintertime. We go out there sometime and put a fire in it. But we use, to start the fire, instead of putting the little pieces at the bottom, we use corn cobs. They burn real easy, and they get your fire going good. And we can get corn cobs real easy.
On the wood stove, what would carry the smoke out?
The pipes. You mean taking it out of the house?
Yeah.
Just the pipes.
What would the pipes fit into?
Into the stove or into the house plate?
Into the house plate.
It had, I don't know what you call it, but it has a metal piece. And it has a hole in the wall, and it just goes into that. I'm not very smart. I didn't say I was.
Okay.
What about, did y'all ever burn coal?
No.
What would people carry coal in? Do you ever hear a name for that?
No, that's mostly up north, isn't it, that people would do that? I guess you'd have buckets or something.
Okay. And if you burned wood in the fireplace, well, a long time ago, people would take a big piece of wood and they'd set that toward the back of the fireplace and it might burn all night. You call that a...
I don't know.
Well, what would you call this, a big piece of wood?
A big hunk of wood? A big log.
Okay, did you ever hear of a back log or a back stick?
Uh-uh.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
The soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace.
The ashes.
And talk about things that you'd have in the house. The thing you'd have to sit in would be called a...
Just the chair.
Okay. What about this? It's longer.
This is my couch.
Any other name for couch?
Sure, there's a sofa and a davenport, but I can't use those words. I've got to use couch. That's the only one I'm coming with.
How does a davenport sound to you?
They don't sound like me. Nobody that I know, well, maybe my mother-in-law occasionally might use the word sofa. Everybody else is sit on the couch or quit jumping on the couch, kids, or I need a new couch.
What about things that you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
In my closet.
Is that built in?
My clothes closet. Yes, that and my... I guess my dresser.
What does the dresser look like?
It's the dresser to me is the piece of furniture with the drawers that has a mirror on it. And then there's a chest of drawers, which the kids each have, and that is just drawers and no mirror.
Any other name for closet?
No, just a clothes closet.
What about locker?
That I associate with schools. Okay. Locker. Put your things in the locker. That is our gyms.
What's something that people used to have a long time ago? It was sort of like a portable closet. It was a piece of furniture that had...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about because I wanted one. My uncle had one, and when he died, I wanted it for Michael's room. Oh, I know what you're talking about. How come I can't think of these words?